In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Hebrews this morning that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We should ask ourselves, who are these witnesses, and what do they testify to? Well, in answer, we can start with our answer to the first question by reminding ourselves that the word martyr is based upon the Greek word for witness. More about that in a minute. But what are they witnesses to? Some lofty abstract principle? To something, to love or truth or freedom? Not primarily. They are witnesses to a person, namely our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is God's perfect revelation to the world. And it is He who is the perfect embodiment of love and truth and mercy, of all things that are truly good. So let's go back to the question. Who are these witnesses to Jesus Christ? Well, some of them are in fact the martyrs. Others are what we call confessors. Those who have not shed their blood for Christ, not have died rather than deny Him, but rather have lived in such a way that their lives proclaim the truth of Christ. Taken together, both martyrs and confessors are who we call the saints, that innumerable crowd which praises God before the throne of the Lamb and who constantly intercedes for us. But they aren't the only witnesses. There is also the angels in heaven. These heavenly messengers also proclaim the person of Jesus Christ. And we still haven't reached all of the witnesses. There are also the believers on earth, that you and me. Now, some of us do it better than others. We're all striving to be better. But we are called to proclaim the person of Christ by all that we say and all that we do. And in addition to all of these, God Himself is a witness to the truth which is in Christ. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father, how often did He, through His voice, testify to the truth of Christ within the Gospels? This is my beloved Son, on whom my favor rests. This is my beloved Son. Listen to Him. I have glorified my name and will glorify it again in the person of Christ. What does the Holy Spirit do but lead us to Christ? And then there, of course, is Christ Himself. All that He said, all that He did, testifies to the truth of who He is, who God is, who we are, and what the path to heaven is. So we are called to be part of that great cloud of witnesses. That should simply blow our minds, that we are called to such a high and lofty destiny. Can you think of anything more important than to give testimony to Christ? Every human vocation pales in comparison to the one which every single baptized Christian has received, namely to be a follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And yet, it is a very difficult road. You know, oftentimes when people think of Jesus, I think their consequences of some of the portrayal of Him in the media, you know, things like in the 60s and 70s, Jesus Christ Superstar, Godspell, you know, other ones that presented Jesus as some sort of cosmic care bearer. Well, let me tell you, a cosmic care bearer doesn't say, I have come to light a fire upon the earth. I have come to bring a sword, not peace. I have come to set households against one another, so that a household of five is divided into two against three, and three against two. Look at what our Lord encountered while He was here on earth. such fierce opposition that had led to his death upon the cross. So should we be surprised when our following Jesus causes opposition, even among our friends and family members? No, Jesus told us to expect it. And if you have yet to stand up for the gospel at the cost of some job or relationship, just wait. You will. The truth of the gospel is above all. Perhaps you have a job and that job requires you to cheat people, even though it's within the law. Yes, that you can cheat people in a completely legal manner doesn't make it right. What do you decide to do? You keep your job? Or you testify to the truth of the gospel by quitting and letting them know why you quit? Perhaps you get invited to a bachelor party, one of those bachelor parties, the kind they make movies about. Do you go along because you don't want to lose your friend? Or do you say, I'm sorry, I can't go, because I know what's going to happen? If you have a family member who's living as if they're married, and they're not, and they come to visit, you make them and their friends sleep in separate rooms? Do you refuse to go to a same-sex marriage? Do you refuse to go to the marriage of someone who is Catholic, who is being married outside of the church? These are hard choices, and they can, in fact, break up families and friendships. And it causes suffering. But realize that Jesus suffered first. And then when we suffer for his sake, our suffering is united to him. These are heavy crosses, and yet Jesus carried the cross first. But above all, realize that this is the way to heaven, both for you and even for the people that oppose you. Think about it. How many people who have been virulently opposed to the faith have converted because of the stalwart witness of those they persecute? It began with St. Paul, and it has continued down to the current age. No one has ever been persuaded of the truth of the faith by compromise. A faith that has been watered down has never convinced anyone. And it certainly is not an effective witness to the truth, which is Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.